The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We're excited. We have a friend of the pod joining us, Rick from Temptation Island, season two. Season two. He's
season
here.
Two,
he's
season
star
two.
Of the show.
Live and direct. What's up? How you doing?
Live and direct from Boston. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are good. We're excited to have you. So
Thank you for having me.
What's going on in the world of Rick? Where are you at? What are you doing?
Wow. Well, you know what's going on in the world of Rick.
What's your address?
y'all trying to get all the tea, huh? Well, you know what's going on with me. I'm just pretty much, I coach middle school and high school basketball. So, just been working with the kids. You know, I love working with kids, and I love the game of basketball. So I kind of merged the two.
Cool.
And I do my thing on the court, coaching up the kids. So I do that. I have a skills and development mentorship program that I run with my good friend of mine, and then we just train kids and kind of giving them the
Beautiful.
Proper tools
I love that.
Proper tools to just achieve their goals and
objectives.
I'm gambling on basketball on DraftKings, but that's about my involvement.
She's the degenerate side of your good side.
Man, I don't know if I can give her any tips.
I'll be gambling
on
your kids when they hit the NBA when they're older.
hopefully they, they make it their hard work, dedication, they make it.
Yeah,
so what's
really
like,
nice.
What's COVID life been like for you, especially working with kids? Like, what have you been doing?
So, I mean, just working with the kids and coaching, they have the hybrid schooling system where they're in one day and they're off. They are schooling from home the next. Okay. So, it kind of sucks because, when you kind of build in a rapport with them, you're not, I'm not seeing them every day. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But, it's still cool. You just make the best out of the time that you have.
Yeah.
And then you make it work for you, I'm always trying to get these kids to just get the most out of each session because, tomorrow, it may be a wrap because if one kid catches COVID, they shut down everything. So
have any of them caught it?
No.
Oh, wow.
Knock
That's
on
good.
Wood.
No.
Did you have a mentor?
No,
did you play basketball when you were a kid?
I did. But I actually was a late bloomer. I caught on pretty late and I played football and basketball. So I caught on to sports like in middle school. A lot of kids I know caught on like elementary school or probably had the ball in their hands when they were babies. So I caught on late. And then majority of all my friends in my circle are all, in the game. They play ball. So that's how
that's
I stayed
nice.
Around the game, So
All right. This isn't a basketball podcast, but like who's your favorite basketball player all time and then currently in the NBA?
Okay. Ooh, I would say all
I love
time
that
Michael,
question.
Michael Jordan. Okay. Currently Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics, number 7. So got to shout my man out right there. That's why I got this on,
Hometown
guy.
We're repping.
Yes.
So the question that everybody wants to know before we get into Temptation Island, are
What's
you dating
up? What's
anyone?
Up? Am I dating anybody?
Yeah. And then B, do you talk to Ashley?
Yo, so check it. So first part of the question, am I dating anyone? Yes, I am dating.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of keeping that low key and just, just playing that out, seeing how that goes. But
that's
yes,
why
J-Lo
left A-Rod, so I guess that's
man, but who knows if that really even happened? Like, who knows?
Supposedly, they're on the rocks, yeah.
Exactly, right. Supposedly, but who really
Do you like
knows,
A-Rod?
You know?
Do you care about baseball at all?
I really don't care too much about A-Rod. He was a New York Yankees guy anyways. I'm Boston Red Sox guy,
Boston guy. Oh, my God, you want to burn him down.
Come on. Now, J-Lo, on the other hand. J-Lo, I've always been a fan of J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
Us too.
But Ashley,
Yeah.
You know, we talk. Like, we keep in touch. Like, cool. You know, we were just talking the other day, you know. And when I was in L.A., I got a chance to see her. And, we hung out. She pulled up on me. We had a little mansion kickback. She pulled up with a few of her girls. And, cool. You know, she's out there living her best life in L.A. She loves that L.A. life, you know.
Yeah.
Mansion parties, networking.
We're following her. She seems happy.
Yeah. Ashley's extra, you know. You see her out there. She's a bit out there. I'm a bit more reserved.
She's cute. Yeah.
So, but I love that for her, you know. So she's out there and she's doing well. So I'm happy.
That's
for
nice
her.
That you guys are like cordial and that.
Yeah. But at one point it wasn't. I'll tell I'm you sure. that. Like after the reunion around that time, shit was pretty rocky. I'll tell you.
Don't say handcuffs around her. Yeah.
Oh man, I posted that the other day.
I saw it.
And Ashley actually slid in my DMs.
She
and
came
was
for
like,
you?
She definitely came for
PTSD.
Me. PTSD. She gave me like, I think she gave me like the middle finger emoji, whatever. I was like, damn, you know, like.
She's just joking.
She was joking. I was like, damn. And she's like, I'm just kidding. But it's all there are, love.
There's
all
like,
love.
You know, women, there's like a certain, sometimes there's things you just can never joke about. It could be like 20 years. And they'd be like, shut up. Nah, don't bring it up.
You'll be at your funeral being like, handcuffed.
Yo, Ashley is a character. She's crazy, but you know, gotta love her.
Are you not an LA person? Like, was that ever something you thought about, like living in LA and moving to LA?
I did. I think I love LA. LA kind of suits my style, my personality. I'm big on just like meeting people, like-minded people. You know, everybody going out to LA to, you know, make something of themselves and they have a dream. That's me. I have a dream. So, like, you know, I relate to a lot of people that's out there doing it and getting after it. So I love it. And so kind of like the same feeling I get when I get to New York. Like, New York, I get that. But like L.A., I would love to. It's like an energy. You feel the city's alive. So that's how I kind of feel L.A. It's a different vibe, but I love it.
A little
LA.
More dead. Yeah.
Dead. We hate
right
L.A.
Now.
So
well, New York City, I would right now, right? prefer over L.A.
Yeah, I feel like L.A. is more. I mean, we're
if
from
LA is dead. New York is even better.
Or
than
the people, like, their eyes are dead. New York, at least they are alive.
New Yorkers are alive.
They on that stuff. They on that stuff, trying to keep up.
Superficial
all that
bullshit.
Around.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. But I heard there's no superficial bullshit in LA. So that's kind of like what I can't relate.
Oh, no, LA. I think New York, they keep it more real. They spit on you, cuss you out, which I appreciate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Last time I was in New York, we were like in a store. Like, me and my husband walked into a place and there was a guy who was just like sitting in the corner, just ignoring us, like didn't give a shit. Another guy comes in, like super New Yorker comes in. He goes, "You guys been helped?" I'm like, "No." And he's like, "What the fuck?" He gets up. He's like, "Hey, man, you got fucking customers over here." He's like yelling at him. Like,
I love that.
That's like, that's New York,
I love
you know?
New York. That's New York, yo.
Yeah,
and that's why you got to love it. That's why you got to
love
it.
Boston is like that a little bit too.
Boston's
right?
similar to that too. It's that East Coast, you know, grit, grind, you know, asshole type of mentality that we kind of have out
here.
I take
that. Man, yeah.
So I love it, though. I would have changed.
What's your favorite food in Boston?
Oh, that's a good question.
Ooh, that's a great question. Because you know, I'm a simple dude. But I love me fried chicken. But let me see. Favorite food? I mean, I don't know. I like shrimp. Like, our seafood out here is really fresh.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, right.
I'm gonna look at with the raised eye if I have seafood from anywhere else, if it's not from New England, if it's not from Boston. Because like, come on, we have legal seafood out here. Come on. Yeah. Like, and we have like some of the freshest seafood. We get the fish from Maine and New Hampshire and the Cape. Like, come on. Now, I'm not getting no seafood if I'm in fucking Arizona or something.
Yeah,
or even LA.
And if you do, sketch. Right.
Yes,
I know. I live in San Diego and the seafood isn't that great here. You think it would be being on the ocean.
You got to go to the right places. Yeah.
I go to the Northeast and we got it in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. Boston.
Is Boston coming out of the COVID cave or how does it feel there?
A little bit. Yo, things are actually opening up. Like, I guess we're on like our phase 4. So like, I just came from the gym. So they're going to like start opening up the sauna and the steam room because I need my steam and my sauna because that's how I keep my skin looking
that's
nice
skin
and clear.
Looking all clean? Okay.
That's how I keep the skin looking good and it helps with post recovery.
You do have a glow, I must say.
You know,
you're a very happy person though. That comes through.
Yes, the inside out. You know, it's the youthfulness. Me.
Yes.
They call me the young OG, even though I'm 34. Woo. I got that youthfulness to me.
Oh, so. See, that's say, 34 for a guy is like, that's the age. Like, I feel like 34 to 40, you're golden. Yeah, no one's saying
yeah, your sperm
you.
Is ready to egg, get in that egg. You better be careful, Rick.
Relax.
Yo, but you know what? I kind of got baby fever a little bit.
You no, should. You'd be a great dad.
A little bit.
Talk to Justine. She has 3 kids. She'll quickly turn you off.
I have my tubes tied and I had a dream last night. I was pregnant. I woke up disappointed. And every month I tell my husband, I go, I have 3 little boys. I'm like, we can't leave the hospital. I would be pregnant again. And I said, and I say every month, I'm pregnant. It jumped the gap. That's what we say. Even after our special times, my husband's like, that one jumped the gap. And we joke
special
around.
Special times? What are you, 12?
But I, you know.
Some strong swimmers over there. Shit.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. It was meant to be, I guess. But
it is. And that's the A. You guys are goals. All right. You guys are goals.
Oh,
thanks. Much respect to you.
I only have one and I'm married, one and done. That's it.
One and done. When I meet people with kids or people that's married and stuff, I love asking them questions because that's what I want. That you know, and I want to be able to like have a marriage that lasts. You know,
yeah, you'll be a great great husband and a great.
You
father,
deserve it. You
yeah.
do.
Yeah,
you
yeah I feel I do. You know, yeah.
So you better invite us to your wedding. Right.
Yeah,
of course.
Better fucking
come on
be
now.
Okay, okay.
You guys might even be the MCs. I might even have y'all on the mic.
Well, now let's do it.
You know,
that'd be
I
great.
Think that'll be dope. I like that idea.
All right, great. Okay, let's get
Jaylen
into
Brown.
It. We're talking to Temptation Island. We have to start with obviously what we need to talk about, which is
oh my god.
I need to know what you first thought of Kendall and Erica, and what you feel about
right
Kendall now. These are my questions.
So check it. All right. What I think about Kendall and Erica. Kendall seems like a cool dude. Erica is a beautiful woman.
Yes.
She is super
They
cute.
Both, they have an extensive history. And
separately
from,
or together? What do you mean by that?
Well, it looks like together, like they have some type of history where went up and down, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kendall from like just seeing him and just seeing his lives and just like who he is, you know, through social media, he seems like he's kind of like a structured person. Like he likes things a certain way.
Yeah.
Like he likes to push people. And from what I understand, like he's trying to push Erica.
He's going to get unsnapped if he's not careful.
You know, so like he seems like he's kind of like a motivated self-starter type of guy. Erica is kind of comes off as a person like, you know, she wants good for herself, but, you know, maybe she may be following the wrong lead with this guy. It may not be, you know, a good match just as far as in that regards, but whatever they have works for them. I mean, it's worked for them up until this point. I don't know what's going to happen towards the end of the season, but so far it looks like they may be going in separate ways, but Kendall out here is living
the
best life, dude.
So like,
penis is really living the life.
He's living. But yo, honestly, hold on. Let me ask y'all this: they made rules, correct? Like every time, you know, before we get on the island, they ask us, "Hey, what are the rules that you guys have for one another?"
Yes.
Me and Ashley, we had some rules. Okay, granted, some of them were kind of broken, whatever. But you kind of know there's a fine line where you kind of straddle. They didn't have that, right? So. How do you guys feel about Kendall? Because they said they didn't have any rules, so you can't really be too upset because they didn't have any rules. So
but there's a difference between not having rules and then just like completely disrespecting like the foundation of your relationship. Like to me, at least, like if you're gonna fuck one girl one night, cool. Then she's like living in your room. And then all of a sudden here comes her friend and it's like, he's walking home. Like it's like, he's getting into bed with Erica. It's like, he's so comfortable. And it's like, that's a disrespect.
I love how he hit
me.
His penis in the, it looked like, that's like hilarious. I love it.
I guess I take offense to like how
oh my God, it's terrifying. Just going on the show.
So you guys think this may have been like a this is a new behavior. This is something that may have kind of been,
she might not have seen a bonfire in real life, but I think he's been living.
Let me flip that on to you. And I'm not like asking you to share if you've had a threesome.
Go ahead.
Don't you think it says a lot how comfortable he was in these spaces so quickly? Like he didn't even like, you know, like I feel like we would have seen something where he's like, yo, like it was fucking wild. Next to you, there's friends in there.
Or some type of remorse.
Yeah. Like there's no, it seems like something he does every day is the vibe I get. Like, I don't know. It just seems it seems like
still
dirty.
Talking about how she needs to grow. We were shocked that he didn't go for it the very first night with Alexis.
Yeah.
I mean, if it looked like he would have went for it the first night if Alexis kind of didn't,
it was,
you know,
her.
Had
okay.
she been down, you know, if she had been down, oh yeah, they definitely would have got it popping that, you know, that night.
Yeah.
I
guess it just seems like he doesn't.
Do you think he went on the show to dump her?
It's almost like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I've been seeing that a lot. Everybody saying, like, I've been reading the comments, people like, yo, it looks like he just went on there to, like, do him, cheat, and just dump her, whatever. I don't know. He said his reasoning for going on there exactly, everybody goes there for their different reasons. But for the most part, it's just to find out if you're really meant for her, you're meant for your partner. But I think he's really fully immersing himself in this experience. I'll tell you that.
And Alexis isn't going to iron the clothes at 4 a.m. Could you believe that?
What?
He would make Erica get up and iron his clothes at 4 or 5 a.m.
Did you hear? I didn't hear that part.
She gets up before him to prepare him for his day, and then she gets ready for her day.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Hey, I don't know what works for them. That works for them. But if my lady's going to do that, that's going to be something that's reciprocated. So I'm going to be doing that for her.
Oh, you're
too.
So nice. You know, you're what I mean? So nice. Yeah.
I think you're a class different than,
you know, so if my lady's waking up early, you know, making breakfast and doing that, I'm going to match her effort. I don't know how that works in their relationship.
She's up with the roosters. Yeah. I feel bad for the poor girl.
Yo, like on the farm. Of the roosters. Oh my gosh, those roosters be up there in Maui. They woke us up 5 a.m. every morning. But no, anyways, that's
she's used to it. Poor thing.
For another thing, I don't know. It just seems like Kendall may have been the person that was running the relationship. Like he was.
Said
goes, and she didn't have much of a backbone, and it looks like she's realizing her worth, and she's, you know. And she's kind of her transformation into being a strong woman, kind of like reminiscent of Ashley.
That's exactly what I've said. Yep. Yep.
A little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I thought the same thing, where it's like they came in very insecure, both in their relationship and as a person. And you can see her, like, even this episode, she said something like, oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. She was sitting around. She said, like, I could sit around and cry about this, but that's not good for my mental health. And I was like, yes. Like, I liked seeing her.
Feel
like,
bad for
that click on for her, but I think it's just a little, it just seems like he's really doesn't give a fuck about what she thinks, and that's the part that bothers me. It's like, I understand you're in here to, like, do you and whatever, but it's kind of like, ugh, you know,
do you think Alexis is being, do you think Alexis is playing it up, or do you think she really likes Kendall? How do they get these women that are so horned up? Where do they find them?
I tell you, they definitely get the girls horned up. Like, I'm going to be real. Like Alexis is playing a game. Like, granted, like, she may really be feeling Kendall, but, you know, it's a TV show. It's entertainment. Mm-hmm. And he's a single guy that's the focal point of the TV show. So, of course, she's going to cling to somebody that she may somewhat really be attracted to, or, you know what I mean? So, like, I wasn't dumb. Like, you know, with Medina, you know, would she be somebody that approached me? I always would question Medina, like, hey, would you holler at me? Would I be somebody that you would talk to in real life if the cameras are off, whatever? And she said, yeah, like, after getting on, you're like, yeah. But then it just, you have to kind of take everything and look at things differently when you're on TV, because you're like, yo, they want to make, they want to get camera time too. So you got to be able to differentiate the real from the fake. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying she's fake at all or anything by any means, but, you know, she's out there living it up as well.
She's,
you know,
young, she whatever. Somebody, mm-hmm.
We can
say
she's
out there,
you.
See somebody she's attracted to. She's young and she's having fun. Like, but you also got to remember, these producers are in your ear, like, hey.
Yeah.
Are they?
Kendall is, you know, he's on the island. He's having a hard time, whatever. Tell you whatever.
His penis is having the hard time, if you know what I mean.
Help him loosen up. Help him loosen up. And then that's putting the battery in the girl's back. So they're going to go all charged up, horned up, ready to play ball.
Yeah.
So,
and are they, how much are they giving, are they encouraging people to drink? or is it like you have access to alcohol? Like, are the producers like, oh, it's time to party, or are they kind of like just giving it to people?
It's 70s night.
Sky blue.
What quality liquor is it?
Snow
oh, that's
white.
A great question. What quality? Are we talking like Jose
Yo,
Cuervo?
So check it. All right. So they will have regular liquor. So you're going to have like the bottom shelf, like Kirkland's. All right.
Okay.
If you think about it, like Kirkland's brand. I don't know if you're familiar
with
it.
Which they say
like,
is good. Costco.
Like Costco. Yeah.
Costco.
Yeah.
But it'll be Kirkland. So, you know, tequila, it'll be like the bottom end, whatever. But me, I'm a little, you know, bougie, whatever. I was like, nah, I need my Hennessy. So, because they had some cheap type of cognac. I was like, nah, I need Hennessy. They're like, okay.
I'm
you know,
star.
Big shout out to big shout out to the big boss, Scott and Jude Jeffers. I said, hey, I need Hennessy. If I'm going to get lit and be standing on tables and getting lit with the ladies, I need Hennessy. I bet you later that day, I had Hennessy.
Yes.
I had a bottle of Hennessy. So, you know, like we said, we wanted Jose Cuervo. Oh, I bet you they went and got us the right tequila.
Yeah.
You know, so like that's what the situation was. Like if you wanted a specific liquor, oh, they'll get it for you because they want you to, you know,
ask
have a good time.
Yeah, what's $40 matter?
Go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, come on now.
And you feel better the next day. You're not as hungover, probably with higher quality stuff. They want to keep the Energizer
keep
Bunny
the party going.
Absolutely.
And I got to be real. My man Scott and Jude, they drink the top shelf liquor like the best tequila. I never had, what's that? What's the shit that you dang? Classe Azul.
Oh.
Classe Azul in 1942.
In 1942,
I've
never had it. Yeah.
Smooth.
Dealing with those guys have me on that stuff, and I'm like, wow, like
can't
one
go
shot,
back now.
Yeah. I was,
and so, tequila, I feel like they're probably trying to give you a lot of tequila too, because as you know, tequila is one of those things.
Up.
Yeah.
Tequila, your hangover isn't as bad, but you know,
and your behavior is.
But
yo,
you gotta like outsmart them. I was the one making the drinks. I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be making the drinks. So I was putting water. I was watering down the shots. I was putting water in my shots. And, you know, because I knew.
Yeah. It's a long
I knew
day.
That we,
you're on TV, national
day.
Television. Yeah. I don't remember seeing you get out of hand, really.
Yeah,
do you, Geneva?
No.
It seemed like you were very level-headed the entire time.
Yeah.
We always say like, oh, he's nothing like Rick. You are like the number one guy. And we're like, he's nothing like Rick.
I just know, like, if I get way too drunk, I was like, I'm not trying to out here look crazy. I do that. And I'm never one to act crazy. I never want to, you know, act super out of character.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to just be in control.
That's a smart way to do it.
You played it the right way, I think, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Aaron and Corey, we feel like we'll give our opinion that Aaron went on the show to break up with Corey. Like that she brought him on the show.
Now she's regretting it.
And now she's kind of like taking that back. What's your impression of their relationship? Who do you think, do you think they'll end up together?
I think Corey's a good guy.
He seems like a great dude.
He seems like a cool guy. Uh-huh. He just wants somebody that just loves him just through and through, you know? And he doesn't have to like live up to what your expectations of and your exes, you know, she's dated professional athletes and she comes from an athletic background and he might be trying to live up to, you know, something that he's not, you know, but it's okay to just be you and just, you know, and I feel like he's genuinely just looking for someone that he just connects with and just,
I think so too,
you know, and Aaron, I think it'd be her loss if he lose out on him, you know, like, and I think she's kind of realizing that a little. Shit, definitely on Temptation Island, it'll make you realize a lot of shit, you know, and then going out on dates, it you know, getting other guys' perspective and on how they view dating, and you're like, you know what, maybe the grass isn't always greener on the other side. I think she's kind of realizing that, but I thought her and Griff was gonna hit it off. Did she go on a second date with Griff? Like, how many dates did she go with
didn't
Griff?
He's the she soccer player.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I think only the first one. And I thought that was weird because he kind of looks like Corey, but just he plays soccer.
Twins.
Like, it was weird.
Yeah. I thought something was brewing there. You
Me
know?
Too.
Like you said, he looks kind of like Corey and he plays soccer. So he's just a a guy.
Who's the guy she was connecting with last night?
Shaquille. Is that who?
Oh, Shaquille. Okay.
See, I don't think that's real anyways, though. To be honest.
That seems
doesn't
fake.
Seem genuine.
See,
I don't feel it seems
see,
fake to me.
I don't know.
Oh, the puka shell necklaces. What's the deal? Oh,
thank you.
The necklaces?
That's
that
the,
for
mic?
The mics?
Yo, so that's the mic. So before the episode starts, you have to get mic'd. That's what, that's just, you know.
But what do the girls have? The girls aren't wearing these huge necklaces.
They don't. You know what? I didn't even notice that. But I know they have something of that nature.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe earrings. Have you seen them with earrings? I don't know. Shit.
I genuinely think the puka shells take away from me liking the men.
You know what? It took away from my swag. You know, like for me, like I
feel like they weren't as big.
I didn't notice it on you.
We had smaller ones.
Right. This is like
sabotaging them this year.
Those ones are big, but I know for me, I always rocked my chain, and they was like, "No, you can't rock your chain. It's gonna dangle. It's gonna hit the mic." But I was like, "Ah." So you can see a couple times I had my chain on, but the ones this year are super trash. Like
they really
are.
It looks
embarrassing.
Yeah, Justine was telling me, she's like, what the fuck is with these things? Like, they're in the 90s. I'm like, I think it's the mic. Like, I don't think this is all personal fashion.
It looked like something out of the 90s.
It's like a
joke. Like bamboo joints.
Yeah.
It looked crazy. I don't like it, but I don't know. But yeah, Shaquille, I think she likes the idea of Shaquille liking her. She just likes a flirt. Like, she, you know, that's what it looks like. You know,
she's
not really into,
that's the vibe I'm kind of getting. Yeah. I just think she's starting, like you said, I think she's kind of realizing like, oh, this might not have been the best move for me. And now I have this great dude who's in a house with all these girls who are literally like trying to, I don't know. They haven't, I guess they've been primarily focused like on Kendall. You haven't seen really Corey like connecting with people yet. So I'm interested to see.
But maybe he isn't making them connections, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe he isn't, you know, he's having a hard time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like who else he's had a date with, but.
Yeah, I don't
that care. Probably just means like he probably not connecting with anybody really. Yeah.
What's he doing all day?
Yeah, what do you do if you're not like, how do you spend your time?
Yo, it's pretty boring to be honest.
Yeah,
it's super boring. We're just usually up in the morning to film our morning routine, you know. So most of us worked out, so we'll work out. They'll film us working out, then you shower, then you make breakfast and lunch, and you just chill all day, and then. Yeah, that's basically
they should make
it.
Them play games or something.
Well, I mean, there's times that they play games in the house and stuff, but you got to know how much shit they edit out. There's a lot of shit they edit out.
Right.
So there's probably times during the day that they're playing games. I know with us in the house, with the guys, like we would be playing like, damn, we didn't even really have board games like that. The only game we had really was checkers. So we didn't even really have board games, to be honest. Like,
No, I mean like physical games, like Red
like
Rover, Red Rover, or Red like Rover. Like Love Island, where you win like some type of situation, or
they don't really do that.
No, we didn't really do none of that. We really just chilled around the pool.
Yeah.
Then we'd have little theme parties every day, but
is that a different house?
What?
Yo, the house this year looks so whack.
It does look weird. It's at a hotel or something.
Granted, yes. Granted, you know, COVID restrictions and the people of Maui, they're not, you know, they wasn't really trying to rock with Temptation Island being out there.
Okay.
You know, in general. So we have to, you know, put that out there. The people of Hawaii, Maui, you know, for their, you know, they have their reasons and you know, you know, you gotta respect it, you know.
Yep.
Outsiders coming in. They didn't want to bring, you know, COVID into the country.
Yep.
But they was at a resort, and it's not the same vibe.
It doesn't seem like the same.
Yeah. Because we stayed. I had from my room. I'm looking at another island, like two islands from my my room. You know, it was beautiful, and we was in a mansion. Like it's crazy. This year, like it looks like they're in a fucking hotel, bro.
Yeah, it does. It looks weird.
You know, it does look a little weird, but it's definitely hot. I'll tell you that. This season is hot.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It is. It's fun.
Yo, Sora, let me ask y'all this question. Hold on, real quick. What do y'all think about the elimination when the girls were eliminating the guys?
I thought that was like them showing their ass 100%. It was hilarious to me because they immediately.
That was hilarious to me, too.
They became so like, defensive and like aggressive. Yes, real petty. It was like, you guys are little bitches, 100%.
Better not run into Julian in an alleyway because Julian's going to whoop that guy's ass for talking to his woman.
Yo, it was crazy. I wasn't expecting it.
Me neither.
And then Evan went off a little bit. And it's funny, I had Evan on my live yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, yo, Evan, bruh. Like, you know, and I told him, I was like, yo, I said before he got on my live, I was like, yo, Evan, like, you know, I kind of thought that was a little childish and petty, but yeah. I feel your pain a little bit.
Good for TV, yeah.
It was good for TV, but I kind of feel this pain because the episode before, he opened up. He became vulnerable with somebody. And then, you know, she kicked him off, you know, she mm-hmm. voted him off. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it was just kind of a little insensitive. So, you know, I kind of understand that, you know, and even when we were voting off the girls, like mm-hmm. we were kind of sensitive to their feelings as well, because
yes.
they're there to help us along our journey. You know, yeah. they help us grow. So you kind of have to respect them on that level, whatever. So.
Yeah. I thought it was just aggressive. It was like, okay, like, this is how you want to go out. Like, you could have been, you know, I don't know.
He could have went out a different way.
Yeah. 100%.
If I was his mother, I'd smack him the next time I saw him.
It was great for TV though.
Oh, absolutely.
I love the level of pettiness that Evan and
the girls seemed shocked. They didn't see it coming.
No, they did not.
The girls were so shocked.
Yeah.
That shit was so funny. They was like, they didn't know what to say.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
And Mark Wahlberg had to step in.
Yeah, before it got crazy, Mark had to step in. And Mark always knows when to step in. Like, he knows when shit's about to, like,
I think he's a great host. I feel like he's just good. Like, I feel like he emotionally connects with people. Like, did you feel like he was authentic when you're in your interactions with him?
Yeah. Like, you know, you would think, like, it was a little fake because just Mark always knows the right words to say.
Yeah.
But he's really like that. Like, he's really, like, you know, like, he has the earpiece and shit, and they tell him, you know, certain stuff, you know, to be on script or whatever. But, like, he's really like that. You know, there was times before leading up to the show, we had, like, 3 or 4 days before we moved into the house where we were meeting with media and we were doing tours of Hawaii. And this was our time just to be with Mark and just to be with some of the reporters or journalists that were reporting about us. And I got to know Mark on another level, and he got to chill with us, and he got to share about his life in Carolinas and his farm. Like, he's a big on farming, and he has animals. Yeah, like, so he's a real guy, and, you know, and he tells us advice about his marriage. You know, he shares, you know, examples. So, like, you know, like, some of the advice that he's giving on the show is shit that he's actually applied to his, you know, marriage, and you know, he knows it, you know. So, like I said, remember when I said earlier, like, I like to ask married people what are their experiences in their marriage. He's somebody that I could look to, and when he says shit, I listen, because he's still with his wife, beautiful, you know. And, you know, it's just, everything works.
Good to know he's, like, not cleaning up the scraps and banging the singles after they get kicked off. Does he wear a lot of makeup on the show? Is he wearing makeup at all?
Well, they put makeup on all of us. So
they do. Okay.
Yeah. They want us to look in tip top shape out there. You know.
Well, look at you, makeup free, looking, glowing out here with your skin. So you're fine.
You know, it's just different for me. I'm just one of a kind. You feel me?
Of course.
I don't know. I can't say. I can't speak.
And Tommy, I was surprised that Tommy went. Did Ari say that? That
Tommy,
Chelsea, and Tommy, was he the first guy that talked when he got kicked off?
Oh,
was he the guy in the hot tub with Chelsea?
Yeah, he got kicked off, right? The Tom.
And he had tattoos, and they were saying.
I think he did get eliminated in that group.
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy Triola. Guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised he got kicked off.
Me too.
But they said that he was just a party guy.
He was fake.
I mean, and they were saying he's fake. But you know what? I don't know. Like, I thought he was going to stay. I thought he was a good, you know, addition to the house. He kept, like, the balance of the house. He kept he was a comedic relief.
Yeah. I also like that some people just are going there to party. Like, I think that's funny. Like, take advantage of the opportunity and go have a good time. Maybe you'll meet someone, but maybe you have a 3-week vacation in Hawaii undisturbed.
But that's how you got to look. That's how you kind of have to look at it when you're single, because if you're not really making a connection with anybody, you're kind of just there, you know?
Yeah, you're sitting duck.
Yeah. Right. So it's just like, you know, you play it out, you enjoy it, you drink. And then if you connect with a girl, somebody or whoever,
yeah,
you know, you do that.
Do you think if Ashley hadn't done what she did, in the beginning, you and her would have had a different outcome in life?
Good question. Damn, that's a good question.
Because it seemed like she's like Aaron. She really did regret. I think she lays in bed at night and like,
she does. She did regret that. She regretted it. I mean, we spoke about it after the show and everything. Like, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, but we're too far.
Everything happens for a reason. Yeah.
Do
you think that if you guys didn't go on the show, the outcome, like you would have broken up? Like, do you feel like that?
Probably would have broken up because, like I said, in the what was it? I forgot what episode, but I was just complacent. I was just okay with it being what it was, and she wanted to see. Like, she wasn't happy with where it was. She wanted more. Yeah. And I was okay with what it was. So, you know, that would have been, you know,
a breaking situation. Point regardless.
Yeah, it would have been a breaking point. It would have been a situation.
And it seemed like she was, I don't know your life, but she was fixated on that you had strayed. But then you proved to her, like Julian kind of is, that you are you are a good guy, and maybe people are just young and make bad decisions.
Yeah.
We kind of compare you to Julian because Julian does seem there.
Yeah, what do you think?
Like they're the only one that could make it out.
I like Julian. He seems like a real genuine. He seems genuine and real.
Yeah.
Like, so that's what I saw. Like, you know, I got to chat with him. Me and him, I messaged him, you know, in the DMs, like, hey, congratulations, you know, making the show. Hit me up if you have any questions. Same thing with Corey and Kendall. I didn't reach out to Thomas or Thompson. What's his name?
Tom.
My apologies. My fault. But I mean, nothing against him or anything. But Julie, he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, he does.
Sincere. He knows where he went wrong. Him and his girl, they had their ups and downs, and he at a point where he knows what he wants. And he wants
she's
to
really
the
pretty
level.
Too.
Yeah, she's really pretty. And she seems like a real pleasant woman. And that's the type of woman I like as well. You know, classy.
Yeah.
You know, has her head on her shoulders. You know, and it's kind of funny, like, you know, with Maya. Like, Maya, the one that he went on a date with. Like, she's one of the singles that I like too. Because, you know, just how she carries herself.
Yeah.
And just, you know, so the types of women that he likes are, like, he likes grown women that are, you know, have their head on straight.
Yep.
Julian, he's at a point where he's, you know, growing out as a person. It is, it's dope to see, you know, the internal growth. And
He won me over when the girls were making out and he went into the pool.
Oh, he went to the pool. Like, I loved that.
I love you, Julian.
He ghosted.
That's the move.
That's how every woman wants her man to act.
Absolutely. Like, remove yourself.
I want him to be grossed out.
Me, I probably would have been like in awe, like, wow. I would have just been like,
yeah.
Then their asses and they're jumping in the pool. I'm like,
but I also love that he's like, you're not even gonna get footage of me watching this shit. Like, one's seen this shit in a bonfire. Yeah. Bye. I thought that was great.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, the bonfire clips they're showing her is like not even nothing, really.
It's
he hasn't
really
done
nothing.
Anything.
Him
really
crying.
Nothing.
I mean,
oh,
this Victoria.
They showed him crying. That was so sad.
Poor man. Like, you gotta understand, it's super emotional when you're there because one, you're missing, you know, your partner. And then two, like, you're getting bombarded with questions about them and then a part about your growth. And then so you're missing them more. And then you're getting questions about other girls that's on the island that you like, yo, at this point, I don't really give a fuck about because now I'm realizing who I really have feelings for.
Yeah.
And it's just hard, you know? Yeah. It's just super, yo, it's a mind fucking, it's an emotional roller coaster.
How do they stop people from quitting the show?
Great question. You can't quit. You're under contract.
Yeah, hell no, you can't quit. You're under
contract.
What
do
they
do? What happened? Oh, they fine you. Oh, right. They fine you. Okay.
You gotta ride it out. Yeah.
You gotta fuck it out. I had, yo, after like 3 or 4 days, like after we moved in, I was like, yo, what the fuck did I get myself out of? How do I get myself out of this?
Seriously.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
I wanna go home.
I wanted to go home. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm stuck here
and then her brother seems like he might have overdosed and passed away, which is heavy.
Kristen. Yeah.
Who said that?
Kristen.
The very end of the, yeah, episode. Did they maybe didn't show it?
Oh, maybe they, we got a screener, so I don't know if they showed
and
that.
They cut it off very abruptly.
See, you guys got the screener. I didn't even get that.
Geneva but hooked like, us up somehow with that.
I got you, Rick. I'll put it on a call. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, and we got a Kardashian screener. If you like the Kardashians, we'd love to talk about that with you.
Yeah, you don't have
you're
to
nuts.
Do that. I know up until at this point last year, we was doing like, let me see, what is it, episode 5? So
yeah,
we at this point we went to LA and we saw the rest of the episodes. And then we shot the reunion. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're probably gonna see reunion. Them soon. Oh, they already did.
Oh yeah, they definitely saw everything. Okay. They saw everything. So they had the reunion.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Oh, can't wait. I think it's a good season. I feel like it's
no, it's a good season so far. It's a good season. You know, like you have good energy from both sides. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even think any. Do you think any of the girls are gonna stray, or do you think any of the girls are gonna kind of straddle the line?
Chelsea.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she seems like she would if the right guy came along.
Yes.
Okay. Chelsea.
I think
Aaron too. Aaron, might, I think, would too.
And Aaron, if
the
right.
Oh, so Chelsea's the girl that's with Tom, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you get the vibe. She's a little, I feel like in the right scenario, she would be more than
I think Aaron will act like she's sad right now. Then she'll get home and she'll be bored again and they'll be miserable all over again.
So I concur. I think those two, because I feel one, what's the one that's with Julian? What's her name?
Kristen.
Kristen, they're good. You know,
yeah. I think
together.
Julian and Kristen will hopefully make it through. But I don't
Erica
know
and Kendall, I don't know.
No, God, know. No. I hope not.
Yo, you never know with the
I know, you
like
never
that.
Know.
Oh, I got to find Erica and shake her then because, or I'm going to take her and...
You're taking
oh,
her?
She can't looks, be with Kendall.
She looks like she's a loyal person. So she's going to be loyal to him and then they'll work out whatever. Or they'll go back home and then she'll be like, you know what? I'm good. You know, that's probably what happened. You know?
I hope what we see is like Ashley and Casey where he's like crying and she's
they
like,
never got back.
I don't give a shit
they?
And I'm out of here. That's what I hope
they
for
never
her.
Did. Yeah, they never Thank did, God. Surprisingly.
Was so Casey as much a little B-I-T-C-H as it seemed?
Casey isn't like that. Casey isn't. Oh, okay. Casey's happy.
Maybe it was the polka shells.
Yo, Casey's just a wild dude. I say that's all I can say about Casey. He's just crazy.
He's weird.
If you were gonna pick one of the four girls to date, who would you pick?
Oh man, you can't do that. You can't do that.
No,
I can't disrespect her.
Kristen.
No.
I think he said Kristen.
They're on the Temptation Island. Kristen. They're out here. Kristen.
What? Singles or the girls?
Oh, the four you main can give men. Us either. If you're more comfortable with the singles, you can give us singles. But
not honestly, Alexis. Like, well, I don't want to be disrespectful. But I mean, Erica, like, Erica's beautiful.
She is.
Yeah. Maybe I could see you guys being a match if she ends up single. Old Temptation Island. Crossover.
She looks so cute in her little bucket hat. I
she
love her.
Great in a bucket hat. It's like, who the fuck can pull off
she's
a bucket
gorgeous.
Hat?
Gorgeous.
Like
she's so cute.
She is. She's nice. Okay. But, you know, out of respect for Kendall, I don't want to disrespect that man. You know,
well, we're going to disrespect
all right.
him.
All right. You can rely on us to do that.
Kristen
part.
Looks like a model, though. She is so beautiful. And I love her yelling at the guy about the champagne, like, clean that up. We live here. Which
you know
that was
I like
fun,
that.
Right?
I like that about Kristen, but, you know, she's not really my cup of tea.
Okay.
now for the single ladies, I like Tula and Maya. Those are the two I like.
We said Tula. I don't
Tula
know.
Tula is super
Tula's
cute,
gorgeous.
And she popped up a couple episodes. I'm like, where is she? Yeah. Like, where did that come from? Okay, we're Tula, starting to develop your type. Classy. We see it.
Tula is beautiful. She is gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
she's beautiful. Tula is. Tula is.
All right, we'll holler at her in the DM.
She didn't get kicked off, but so she's still hanging around, but she's not really connected.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, there's certain people that's in the house that just balances everything out. So that's what she's there for. She's there to balance the vibes, and she's good energy, and you can just feel it. Like, you know, I got to speak to her a few times, and she's real good energy. I like her energy. Yeah. I like what she's about.
I did too.
She kind of low-key reminds me of Medina. I got to be real.
Okay.
Medina was pretty too.
Yeah.
She was a little more aggressive. But
Medina's more aggressive, yes.
Yeah.
But just as far as like, what they're doing outside of, you know, Temptation Island, like just as far as, you know, podcasts, multimedia.
Yeah.
You know, just being out on the scene and just, you know,
we'll have to hit Tula up maybe.
Yeah.
That's how they are. Yeah, Tula, yeah, definitely a dope person to try to get on here.
Yeah.
You know, so she's really like, you know, a good person. And,
yeah.
You know, she's beautiful as well.
Would you do the show again, given everything that happened and where you're at now?
I don't know. I get asked that question a lot. I don't know if I would, yo. Yeah. I don't know.
Really?
It was tough. It really sucked. It really was hard. But I learned. Draining, I try not to regret. It's very draining. But I never try to regret shit. I try to make the best out of it.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot about myself. I grew. There's some areas I still need to grow on. Like, yeah, you know, develop. Like, even right now. But, yo, like, I don't know. It just depends.
Yeah. You're putting a lot of good out in the world, and that will come back.
Yes.
Helping
yes.
a little, helping kids and doing that. There's nothing better Absolutely. In life, really.
Yes. Totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all I'm about.
That's so, really beautiful.
I love it.
Like, so I try to make the best out of everything.
It was so much fun catching up with you and joining us to talk Temptation Island. I think
we're
interested to see how this runs.
The rest root for the Boston Celtics
may
for
need
you.
To hit you up when it's all over and get your take.
Yeah, I mean, y'all gonna have to hit me up when this ends. Shout out to the Boston Celtics.
Yes.
How many episodes do they have? 11, 12?
I think so. Yeah.
Who do you got for March Madness? Do you care at all?
Ooh, yeah. Who's your pick?
I do. Okay. My pick is Illinois. Illinois is a good team. They won the Big Ten. So I think I'm going to rock with them.
Okay.
Do you feel
confident enough? Like, we should put money down? Like, we're gamblers. Like, we can get into this.
Yo, you guys are really gamblers, yo.
No, Justine's like a degenerate.
I am. I'm obsessed with it. I guess.
Yo, like,
the house is for sale. My house. My kids are hungry. Are really hungry. So.
Yo,
you're
what?
Nuts.
I just got my stimulus check, so I'll be at the casino.
It's all over. Yo, you're that.
I
person.
Got my stimulus today. I just went and got a gym membership,
nice.
And I put my money on the market.
Good.
You know,
so. A lot of
I bought some stock
that's
today
that's
too. Actually, yeah.
Yes.
I'm taking that's my kids' money.
Can you say which ones you bought?
Yeah, what'd you buy?
Okay, so I got Ocugen. Okay. Ocugen. That's
Ocugen.
Another.
Write that down.
Yeah. And then,
look at her literally writing it down.
So that,
I'm not
so
joking.
That's another vaccination for COVID, and it's
I'm gonna send you a present.
Yeah, they're saying it's better in children because there's been a lot of side effects with children. So it's good. It's been tested great with children.
Okay,
so,
good.
And secondly,
what's
Ryan
the ticker code? Or I'll find. I'll Google it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I think it's like OCG. Then
okay.
I've been doing a lot of like Riot blockchain.
Oh, okay.
That has to do with the blockchain with cryptocurrency.
Yep.
You know,
blockchain.
So whenever Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin going up. Riot and blockchain that goes up. That's the stock in that. And that's
my husband since COVID has like because he coaches track, so you know everything's shut down. So he got obsessed with penny stocks. He's like deep in the game now. He's like on his phone just constantly. Like people are getting into it now. Like
you
it's crazy.
Can get really addicted. It was at
yes,
one point I'm checking
addicted.
My phone like every 2 seconds. Like
it's fun.
What's going on?
No, he's like literally addicted.
Trade.
Yeah, it's
I
wild.
Gotta get more money. But I've been a lot of side money I'll get, I'll just put it right into Bitcoin or Ethereum because that's just been going up like crazy.
Ethereum,
so,
okay, yeah.
So, yeah, get those two. I mean, it's better than gold right now if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
You know, hey.
Listen to Rick. He's giving us
OCG.
All the information. I love it.
Holla at me. I could drop a couple
gems, the tips.
You know? I got the gems.
Where do you, are you on Robinhood or what's your platform?
I'm on Robinhood. I want to get a TD Ameritrade, so that's the next one I'm gonna get. But I'm on Robinhood
just to get ones that aren't on Robinhood.
Yeah, just to get like the legit.
Is that
stuff.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of learned on the fly though. Like I didn't.
That's what most people are doing. I feel like.
Yeah.
That's what
just learned on the fly.
Got to make your money make money.
Exactly. Got to make your money work for you. I learned that on a good podcast I listened to, Earn Your Leisure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to make
Earn Your Leisure. That's a cool phrase.
I love that name.
Earn your leisure. You ought to be able to earn your leisure.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that before. Yeah.
I love that.
Earn your leisure.
That mailbox money, baby.
Yeah.
There you go.
Get familiar. So, you know, make your money work for you. So, those are the only tips I'm giving y'all today.
Okay. All right.
Good for you, Rick.
I'm going to have to.
We'll send you all the blessings in the world. You're a good person.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Rick. Take care. We will be in touch. Stay safe out there. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.